If you needed to guard your God, that is not God. If you needed to guard your God, that is not God. Well, have you cast your votes last Monday during the election? I don't need to ask who you voted, but election of government official is very interesting to watch. It's a privilege for each citizen to vote for their government officials. Some people say, I do not need to vote, I do not need to elect, because it's always the same. The winner will be the winner. Of course, the winner will be the winner. But the problem is, you did not have practice your privilege as electorate, as citizen of this country. And I pray that each member of this church, every citizen who is a member of this church, should practice that. It is great to participate, even if we cannot change the result of the election, because it's a responsibility as citizenry. Well, candidates would promise anything that they hope might convince its electorate and their audience. Personally, if you were active in election, or what is one problem that you may wish that elected government official should solve? Should candidates promise peace and order? Have you appreciated much what peace could bring to you? When you have peace, it's easier to plan things in your lives. It's easier to you can think deeper and observe and enjoy your life. It's very obvious that one of the major problems of any city around the world is peace and order. That is one major problem. And what is your idea about the plan of God on peace and order? Did the Lord Jesus Christ come to earth to bring peace on earth? Let's read Luke chapter 2, verse 14. Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those whom his favor rests. That is not inclusive. It's exclusive to those whom his favor rests. The peace that comes from God is exclusive to those on whom his favor rests. Anyone whom God favors, his children, can have peace. God did not promise peace to all humans. It says, peace to those whom his favor rests. If all human is favored by God, then all human can have peace. But there's that condition that the favor of God rests only on those whom he favors. In this present world, in this earth, God's plan for peace was not intended for the whole earth to experience. What is peace on earth? Peace on earth is not without problem. Peace on earth is not without struggle. Peace that comes from God does not promise that you won't have any problem in life if you have peace from him. Yet peace can only be experienced by those whom God has chosen. If you were chosen by God, you would sense his peace. The Lord Jesus told his disciples in John chapter 14, verse 27, and he said, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your heart be troubled. Do not be afraid." Now, that is before the crucifixion. When he said, "Peace I give you. My peace I give you." He had peace during that crucifixion, that torture that he experienced during the crucifixion. He had peace. And that peace would be experienced to all disciples. If you are chosen by the Lord, the peace that comes from the Lord Jesus Christ would keep us from worries of this world, would keep us from worrying about difficulties, about struggles, about problems in school for students, problems in a family for parents, problem anywhere in workplaces for those who are employed, problem in the community for those who are very much involved in the community. We still have peace. There will still be problem anywhere. This world is full of greed and personal covetousness. Every one of us, we want to acquire what others have. What do you think? It may not be very obvious, but you still want, you see something beautiful that others have for children, for young people. My classmates had the iPhone 21, 13. I don't know. I don't have iPhone. The latest iPhone, the latest gadget, I want that one. My neighbor has the latest car. I want that one. Now, I will have the latest car in a few days. Don't be covetous and follow me. You can have your own car. We don't want to be left behind that trend. We want to experience what others have experienced. I'm satisfied watching your Facebook profiles, watching where you go. I would rather have that instead of tiring myself driving, long driving. If you post, thank you, because I would like, that's nice. If you catch big fish and show me, I want that one too. But I will be satisfied watching, and I don't have Facebook account, but I use Facebook account of my wife watching what's in there. And I enjoy, because you enjoy. And that's practical proof that everyone wants somebody what they experience. But listen to this. What did the Lord Jesus mean in Matthew chapter 10, verse 34 to 36? Let's read this. "Do not suppose that I have come to bring peace on earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword. For I have come to turn a man against his father, a daughter against his mother, her mother, a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. A man's enemies will be a member of his own household." Now, that is supposed to be opposed to harmonious relationship in a family, no peaceful relationship among household. When the Lord Jesus came into this world, the Lord Jesus did not intend to remove all problem on earth in the family. Actually, even non-believers, the same problem will be experienced. Actually, because of Christ, you who are devoted to the Lord and those who love earthly life, worldly life, you are not in harmony with them. Earthly life is divided. And there are even Christians who care for their parents, who care for their children, they care for their siblings, they care for their relatives, they care for their career, and they care for their racket, yes, racket, more than the Lord. Yeah, I care for my family. I care for my parents. I care for my siblings, my relatives. But many care more than the Lord. Let's read again verse 23 to 26. About that time, there arose a great disturbance about the way. A silversmith named Demetrius, who made silver shrine of Artemis, brought in lot of business for the craftsmen there. He called them together along with the workers in related trades and said, "You know, my friends, that we receive a good income from this business. And you see and hear how this fellow Paul convinced and led astray a large number of people here in Ephesus and practically the whole province of Asia. He says that good gods made by humans are no gods at all." Now, before Christianity was introduced to them, to the people of Ephesus, the city of Ephesus worshiped different gods like many other Greeks, and the religiosity became business opportunities for them. Even in this generation, actually, They sell candles to the devotees. Did you know that there is a grotto in Baguio City? Baguio City, there's this grotto to 300 steps, 300 steps up the hill. And often we go there for fun. And Maribel, when she was young, she sell candles there for devotees to ititirik doon sa grotto. And this is one racket that they would. When you turn your back after you went, and you went down the stairs, left that candle that you bought from them, they would take that candle and melt it again and sell it again to the next. That is the racket that they did. Even in cemetery. In the cemetery, at the gate, there's candle there. And you go to the cemetery and put candle to your dead. At night time, those who are selling candles would collect all the candles there, melt it again, and sell again. That is how they did. But it's wise. Wise thing, smart thing. But I say, those are just few of the many rackets that people would do in relation to religiosity. And that is what we are learning this morning. Demetrius led other businessmen and craftsmen. They made idols, relics, or they make paraphernalias and other stuffs associated to their gods. Now, it's really good if you to see displays of, what is that? Figurine, something like that. Maybe they make figurine out of silver because they are silversmiths, and that's very, some people would just say it's a display. Well, it's a good display, but some people would worship those displays. And they rallied against the way. The church in the city of Ephesus was named the way. Paul was preaching that the Lord Jesus is the only way to heaven. It did not say that he was against those rackets, but Demetrius interpreted the message of Paul that other gods are false gods and not gods at all. Well, he interpreted it correctly, but Paul did not say anything like that. Therefore, it is implied that their business rackets were misleading people just to buy their products. Well, warning, this is something that you would learn from this situation. If you speak against religious practices that is not biblical, you will surely invite animosity and hostility. Many eager Christians would go home and say, they would speak against those statues that they find somewhere else, and they invite anger from the owners. Here is a reality. Using religion for personal interest or selfish agenda or greedy business racket, the Lord Jesus surely does not ignore. I would like to repeat that. Using religion for personal interest, selfish agenda, or greedy business racket, the Lord Jesus does not ignore. That is one thing that would make the Lord Jesus angry. The Lord Jesus doesn't like easily get angry with anything, but that is one thing that is easily angered. In John chapter 2, verse 14 to 16, we can find that example. In the temple courts, he found people selling cattle, sheep, doves, and others sitting at the table exchanging money. So made a whip out of cord and drove all from the temple courts. Both sheep and cattle, he shattered the coins of the money changers and overturned their tables. To those who sold doves, he said, get this out of here. Stop turning my father's house into a market. Now meditate upon that for a moment. The Lord Jesus may have endured torture during the crucifixion, and he had peace when they were torturing him. They crucified him to death. But one thing that he cannot endure is to see people using the temple courts as marketplace. That is one thing that he cannot endure. Friends, if this church, the Maples Evangelical Church, is the body of Christ, listen, those who use this church for personal interest will be driven out by the Lord. It really happened. Let's learn from their mistakes. The Lord Jesus has many unique ways to get them out. Christ will remove those who would use his church for their personal interest or business rackets. It's biblical. The Lord can endure torture, crucifixion, but he cannot endure those who use religiosity, his church, for personal interest. So pray before you go for election of board members. Pray that the person you would elect would not use the church for personal interest. There are people like Demetrius who use religiosity to promote their personal interest in business rackets. So be careful where you promote your business. You can promote your business anywhere, but not in the church of the Lord. Do not use religiosity for personal interest. We worship, we praise God as a result of our thankfulness, of his grace in our life. We come gather together, not because of personal interest or anything, but first and foremost, the Lord, by his grace, has chosen us to come together. It's his grace who moved us, moved our hearts to wake up early instead of lying on our cozy beds. Let's read again verse 27 to 29. There is danger not only that our trades will lose its good name, but also that the temple of the great god, the goddess Artemis, will be discredited, and the goddess herself, who is worshipped throughout the province of Asia and the world, will be robbed of her divine majesty. When they heard this, they were furious and began shouting, "Great is Artemis of the Ephesians." Soon the whole city is on uproar. That's That's ironic, right? Great is Artemis, and yet they needed to guard Artemis. How great is Artemis if you need to guard Artemis, right? Well, Demetrius perceived that his business racket will eventually become slow or even bankrupt. He implied that they needed to protect the divine majesty of their goddess Artemis, but he was actually protecting his personal interest. Like the other craftsmen, he was selling stuff used to worship the goddess Artemis. The religious people usually bought their product to be offered to their goddess Artemis. Artemis is the Greek goddess associated with fertility, hunting, and moon, and King James Version of the Bible used instead of Artemis, Diana. Used Diana instead of Artemis. Diana is the Roman counterpart of Artemis, but the same goddess for hunting, childbirth, and moon. That's Diana or Artemis. And Demetrius gained the support of other tribes and craftsmen because of that. And other people, of course, those who are very devoted to Artemis, they perceived Demetrius and the other businessmen. They perceived a possible business bankruptcy if people stop worshiping Artemis. Of course, if they would stop worshiping Artemis, no, they would stop buying their goods. So they aroused the people's religiosity. They gave perception that if goddess Artemis was not given appropriate worship, she might get angry. And if they stop doing what they used to do to worship Artemis, Demetrius, and other traders presupposed that the goddess Artemis might get angry. And if Artemis gets angry, there will be no fertility among the people and also among their livestock. And it's also possible that Artemis might not let the moon shine at night or hunter catch nothing if Artemis gets angry. But the truth was that Demetrius and the other businessmen were just afraid that their business will come to an end if the people become Christians. Can you see that greediness among those traders in Ephesus? They were not afraid that Artemis would get angry. They were scared that nobody support their business. Well, it's not easy to start to establish a business. They would lose their investment. And many business establishments had closed down because of many probable factors. Even in, especially during the pandemic, you may have heard about business closing. You may find those closing out sales out there. Are you looking for closing out sale anywhere? There are many ways to get customers' attention to buy their products. And closing out sale are not necessarily closing, although there are those that are closing. How about closing out sale for houses, closing out sale for cars? And you have also 50% discount. Were you caught in that 50% discount? This is one thing before you jump into that craziness. Be alert and memorize the price of the item you wish to buy. For example, if you are buying a house, you are planning to buy a house in a few years, look at the trend now. That three bedroom, three bathroom, how much does it cost for new in this year, something like that, so that you will know. If you are buying for a signature shoe, and you like that pair of shoes, and you need to memorize that price, because when you go and at closing out sale, you might find out that the same price that you were thinking before was the same price that with added tag price, 50%. And you would, some people are very lazy. It says 50%, but if you remove that sticker, that 50% is the same price that is 50%. Natakpan. They just did not change the tag. They just put 50% discount with the same price as before. You can observe that. Well, there are, I'm not saying that everyone would do that, but there are many. They say, buy one, take one. 99 cents only. But first you buy double price for the first item. Nah. Free. But first buy another item, and the price of it is just the same. And many people would, 99 cents? Hamburger at McPhillips? That's crazy. But free giveaways, we want it. Anyway, in countries where religiosity is apparent, selling stuff, cross, I like a necklace with cross also. I want to buy that. Rings, gold rings with cross in it. I like it. Necklace, Rolex. In some Buddhist countries, they sell spirit house. Spirit house. Yeah. Small one, big ones. If your business is bigger, you will buy bigger spirit house. Well, maybe 12 feet tall spirit house. One thing that I observed when I went to Thailand, you will not get hungry there. You know what? You just go and visit the spirit house and they offer mainit pang pagkain doon, kainin mo pwede. They will laugh at you because you are not scared of spirit. But it's, they sell spirit house in Thailand. If you are not very wealthy, you can have that small spirit house and put it on a table, a big spirit house. Anything associated with gods and even saints is no secret venture. And even for supposed to be Christians, solicitation. And they say, calamity victims. For refugees, that has been more aggressive, taking advantage of benevolent hearts of unsuspecting Christians. But personally, what have we learned in our passage today? What is it that we can apply in our lives? When you go home, friends, genuine Christianity is offensive to the enemy of the gospel of Christ. If you practice genuine Christianity, you cannot expect that everyone would be pleased with you. Genuine Christianity attracts counterfeit Christians to join the church for their business rackets. Personal interests will not thrive or prosper in the church. If you use the church to promote your business, I'm not very sure that the Lord would love that, that the Lord would bless you. Business racket in his church, the Lord cannot endure. Selfish business racket will be revealed in God's right timing. Make sure that your personal intention of coming to church is genuinely focused on God. Even for some young people, they would come because they andon yung cross nila. Well, for God's grace, by God's grace, nangyari sa akin. Gatin ako ng Baptist Church dahil sa aking nobya. People can deceive others but not God. Don't do that. Magiging preacher kayo. If you would like to become preacher in the future, then do it. If this church is real church of God, the purpose of the Lord will prevail. the purposes of the Lord in your life will prosper. But no human personal interest, no business racket can succeed in the church of the Lord. So pray as you would elect in 2 weeks, or if you would like to vote today, if you will not be here on the second Sunday of October, pray that elected members of the Board of Trustees, elected leaders of ministries would be blessed and obey the Lord faithfully, devotedly. Shall we pray?